As one reads through the opening portion of the Sermon on the Mount, which is also called the Beatitudes everywhere you look, one can only become wishful, I suppose, because there Jesus lists all kinds of blessings upon all different kinds of people. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the meek. You heard the list read to you just a few moments ago. And then the rewards are all listed there too for those blessings. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Wow, what a wonderful reward, the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven. And so the list goes on and on. It indeed invokes a wishful heart in its hearers. Why wishful? Well, very simply because as we read through these Beatitudes, as I have said in years past, we come to a realization that Jesus is not talking about me. Am I really poor in spirit? Do I live my life that way? Do I think that way in the 6 days that intervene between Sundays every given week? Do I mourn over the proper things, or do I mourn only over those things which befall me or a very close loved one of mine? Am I really meek? Am I really humble? Can I honestly say that I always hunger and thirst for righteousness? Well, I hunger and thirst for a whole lot of things, including physical food and drink. But I have to admit, there are many, many, many times in any given week when I am not hungering and thirsting for righteousness. In fact, when righteousness is the farthest thing from my mind. Blessed are the merciful, Jesus says. Oh my. Am I the kind that shows mercy at every opportunity? Or am I the kind that cusses out at every opportunity? Am I the kind that gives the cold shoulder upon every opportunity? Blessed are the pure in heart. Well, live 1 hour with me and you'll find that my heart is not all that pure. It is filled with greed. It is filled with lust. It is filled with all of the things of the flesh. No, can't see myself there. Blessed are the peacemakers. Again, as I have asked you to note in years past, Jesus does not say, blessed are the peace lovers. Everybody loves peace. But he says, blessed are the peacemakers, the ones who actually go out and make peace. Not me. Because all too often, I do just the opposite by presenting the cold shoulder or begin to gossip about what someone has done. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I've never been persecuted for righteousness in my life. That's the problem with the Beatitudes. We don't see ourselves there. We can only come to one conclusion. And that is that the Beatitudes are really a self-description given by Jesus of himself. He is the one, you see, who is poor in spirit, who mourns over the proper things, who is meek, who is humble, who hungers and thirsts for righteousness, who is merciful, who is pure in heart, who is persecuted for the sake of righteousness. It's Jesus Christ. He's talking about himself. Why, Lord? Why give me such a description of yourself? What good does it do me? You heard it in the reading from 1 John earlier today. Beloved, now, right now, right here and now, we are children of God. And it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we'll see him just as he is. Why, O Lord, do you give me this description of yourself, opening up the Sermon on the Mount, if you will? It is as if our Lord is saying, look, through me, I'm describing you. And John says that right now we are children of God. That means, you see, that in the sight of God, not in the sight of other people, not in our own sight, but in the sight of God, this is us. And that, you see, is the gospel in a nutshell, if you will. Jesus says that through faith in him, he takes up residence in us. That means this description is right there in each one of us. That's how God sees us. The New Testament writers, and Martin Luther really pinged on this quite a bit, call this the new man. The new man, the new Adam that is created within us, the one that John says is without sin. Oh, it's true, we still have the old sinful flesh hanging on to us. But in the sight of God, in his sight, and I can't stress that phrase enough, in his sight, I am poor in spirit already. I do mourn for the right things. I am meek. I am humble. I do hunger and thirst for righteousness. And the list goes on. And all of those rewards that Jesus talks about are indeed mine. And when he appears again, John tells us, then what we are now will be fully known. The things of the flesh will be done away with. And we will all become like him in the description that he gave of himself here. There may be times when I have a hard time forgiving myself, but it does me a world of good, you see, to realize that in the sight of God, I am all of these things in spite of what I've done. That indeed is good news. And so you see, in a way, the reason our Lord began his Sermon on the Mount in this fashion was to give each and every one of his followers a glimpse of what they are through him in the sight of God, and a glimpse, I think, a little bit of what heaven itself will be like. Filled with people who are like Jesus Christ himself. Amen.